One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Back here on the campus of getting ready for the second period of action. Bombers trailing 11-5. Only scoring coming from Satch Harris and Dawson Tabor. 3 points from Satch Harris. He got the hoop and the harm plus the free throw. And Dawson Tabor hit 2 free throws that last period. Leading score so far for Lake Hamilton, Chase Jessup, a Division I offensive lineman prospect for the Lake Hamilton Wolves. Very successful season for their football club. As they get it into Malik Hill now, guarded by Gilbert. A couple crossover dribbles. Back to his left. Now he's going to center it again. And we have a timeout.
30-second timeout.
Coach Pennington didn't like what he saw out of the quarter break. He'll call a timeout. Still the same score as before. Lake Hamilton leading 11-5. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Back here out of the timeout. I believe Coach Pennington just forgot something at the quarter break to mention. He called the timeout. As they get it over to the right corner, Stachy. Back up top to Robinson. Robinson's going to put it on the deck, right about McGee. Over to Hill. Lake Hill, the only returning starter for the Lake Hamilton ball club from last season. Had an excellent backcourt last year of Mondo Watkins and Lane Percy. Lane playing over at National Park College. Now they go over to the corner to Jessup. Back to Hill between the circles. The left side, Robinson for three. Hit the right side of the backboard. Jones the rebound. He gets it to Gilbert. Wyatt Gilbert with a 33-point performance last evening in loss against Bolivar. Hoping for some of the same today. As McGee gets it to Crawford. Crawford back to McGee. To Jones with the nailhead. Back to McGee. Back to Crawford. Crawford a couple dribbles. Now Jones has it at the free throw line. Goes to his left. And he's called for a travel. Another turnover for this Bomber offense. 11-5 our score still. Minute 30 gone by in this second period. Of course, the second game of the Battle at the Border. Lake Hamilton winning their game last night against the home team, the Branson Pirates. Malik Hill has it now. Bombers, of course, losing against Bolivar last evening, 69-60. Hill still working, goes to his right, spin move, hit by Gilbert and Jones, off the window, won't go, rebounded by Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert full speed ahead, pushing to his left, pulls up, a little 15-footer off the window, won't go, we have a whistle. As it'll be against Lake Hamilton, as that's on Chase Jessup, the second foul. For the Wolves. Bombers will be in the bonus the rest of the way. It'll be very impactful. They're a free throw shooting team. Crawford gets it into Jones, posted up. Tabor from the free throw line. Leaves it short. Lake Hamilton comes up with it. Hill pushing ahead. Guarded by Gilbert. Going to back it out about 3 steps inside the half court stripe. Walking up slowly now to the right corner. Still Hill. Hill picks up his dribble inside to Jessup. Jessup, little 15-footer. Off the heel of the iron, Gilbert comes up with it. Ahead to McGee. Bombers looking to push. He'll just pull it back out. We're in a play. Gets it to Crawford. Right corner, guarded by Jessup. To Tabor now, inside to Jones. Jones a mismatch off the window. Won't go. Jones the offensive rebound and the hook shot with the right hand. Good to go.
And we have the first points of the quarter. Matt Jones finally on the board this evening. He's got two, and the lead is cut to 11-7. Malik Hill has it now again. They swing it over to Robinson. Robinson finds Jessup on the post up, guarded by Tabor. Back to Robinson. A little jab step inside to Johnny Winston with a little turnaround jumper. Gets the goal. 13-7 our score. Bombers down by six. Crawford now in the corner to Tabor at the high post. Inside to Jones. Reverse layup. Good by Matt Jones. Excellent high-low action by the Bombers. Finds Matt Jones. And the lead is cut back down to four. Almost halfway through this second period. Bombers looking to avenge their loss last night. Go to 1-1 in the Battle of the Border. As Robinson went through an elevator screen, he wasn't open as he was met by McGee immediately. Ball is centered over to a Johnny Winston, guarded by Crawford. Great defense. Goes to his left. Creates space off the window. Oh, go. Jessup's there. He's met by Tabor, and we have a whistle. I believe they're going to get Tabor for a foul. And they do.
Number 34, Dawson Tabor is first.
Dawson Tabor picks up the foul. Only the second team foul for the Bombers. They'll chase Jessup to the free throw line. Jessup, a 6'4 sophomore. First free throw swished it. Waiting for the second one. Jessup, a couple dribbles. Puts it up. It's good. And we have a substitution for the Wolves. This is Alex Milstead. He'll come in. McGee has it now. Reached the halfway point of this second period. Crawford picks up his dribble. Tabor got the high post, tried to get Jones, but threw it right to him as Jones is tripped in the backcourt. 4-on-5 now for the Bombers as it's a steal. Crawford gets it ahead to Jones. Jones tried to go behind his back, lost it. As it's a foul against Lake Hamilton. Kate Robinson, his first foul, team seventh, as Wyatt Gilbert's going to go to the line, shoot a 1-1. First free throw good. Thatch Harris will come back into the ballgame. He'll get Matt Jones. Bombers going for a slightly smaller lineup. Second free throw from Gilbert. Go ahead and put in the book. Hits both of them. And Lake Hamilton now leads by four. Hill ahead, now to the left wing. Still Hill back up to Johnny Winston. They swing it. They find Cade Robinson. Now back to Milstead. Now they center it back to Hill between the circles. Now he'll dribble to his right. Back to his left. Picks up his dribble. Now he's got Winston. Three-pointer on the way is good. That was Cade Robinson hitting the three. And the lead is now at seven. Harris back to McGee. McGee to Crawford. Harris, he's going to tee up the three. He gets it to go. Thatch Harris with the triple slide. And they respond right back as the Bombers cut it to 18-14. Hill over to the right side. Milstead back to Stachy. He's met by Cade Robinson. Robinson has it now. Over to Hill on the left wing. Now he's going to back it out and go to work against Wyatt Gilbert. Hill dribbling. Now back to his left. Back to a Johnny Winston. Winston off the backboard. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Followed it, and we have a whistle. Lake Hamilton getting whatever they want on the offensive glass so far this evening.
Abe Crawford
on the foul. He picks up his first. As Winston at the line. First one rattled home. Johnny Winston with 7 points so far this evening. team's leading scorer, just five games in, decent amount, decent sample size. Second one good by Winston, and it's 22-14. McGee walks it across the half-court stripe, get it into Crawford at the high post. Back to McGee. McGee's going to back it out, take one dribble, picks it up. Back to McGee, over to Harris, into Crawford. Kicks it back out to Harris, and he is the whistle. He's called for a travel. Another turnover for the Bombers. .210 left in this second period till we reach halftime. Bombers find themselves down six. Hill with it now. Going to his left. Finds Winston on the back door. You can count it. And one. Caught the Bombers spinning again. It'll send a Johnny Winston to the free throw line, as that was on Abe Crawford, his second foul. The basket was good. Just a hair over 2 minutes left in this first half. The free throw's good. Winston having a very good first half so far. Let's get it into McGee. He's across the half-court stripe. Just on the volleyball line. Adam Sorrell making his first appearance at the ball game, replacing Abe Crawford. Adam's going to look in the left corner. Finds Matt Jones in the short corner. Matt going to go inside off the window, gets his offensive rebound, puts it back, won't go. A lot of contact, no whistle. As Hill has it, he's going to pull it out against Gilbert again. Over to Winston. About a foot inside the half-court stripe. Back to Milstead. Back to Hill. Hill has it now over to the right side. Lake Hamilton in no rush to get a shot off. As Milstead's just going to hold it at his hip. Now he gets it to Hill. Hill just standing there. Hill still standing there. 23-14, our score, minute remaining. Lake Hamilton on top. We'll have the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show with Lady Bomber head basketball coach Del Leonard. Hill still with the ball at his hip. 23-14, our score still. Lake Hamilton in no hurry. They finally move it down to, I believe that was Robinson, out back to Hill. Lake Hamilton holding for the final shot. Hill again. Bombers ramping up the pressure in a little bit. Back to Hill. Inside to Winston. Back to Hill. Hill, a couple moves on Gilbert. Puts it on the deck. Met by a double team. Sorrell and Gilbert closing the trap. Harris almost got the steal. They get it over. They try to get it into Winston. Bombers come up with it. Down to 3 seconds. Down to two. Gilbert's got to put it up at the buzzer. It's good! Wyatt Gilbert from downtown beats the half-court buzzer. A good sign heading into half-court for the Bombers. They find themselves trailing the Lake Hamilton Wolves 23-17. We'll have head coach Del Leonard up here in a couple minutes, and we'll check the stats. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.